Hiccup was so curious about what the machine did that he approached ferociously to ask what he was doing.
"Oh, this is the keep the boat from sinking and scare away the big sea creatures machine," explained ferociously violent, stopping peddling for a second to answer Hiccup's question. "It stops the boat from sinking and it also scares away the sea monsters, great terror wings, sea dragaganus giganticus maximus, that sort of thing."
Some of Norbert's inventions were more practical than others, because the line between genius and total loopiness is quite a fine one.
"Keep peddling! Keep peddling!"
screamed Norbert the Nutjob, marching up, and the hysteric hurriedly resumed so fast his feet were a blur.
"And you,"
Norbert turned to Hiccup,
"stop distracting the crew! If this man here stops turning this wheel for even 1 second, the boat will sink and we could be attacked by one of the ocean dragon mammoths."
"Fascinating," said Hiccup, very politely, thinking, nutty as an absolute fruitcake.
"Is there any chance,"
gulped Fishlegs hopefully as they walked away,
"that that thing could work?"
"Yeah, right," replied Hiccup. "Like a revolving tube with a funnel attached is really going to stop a boat from sinking." At the end of the first day of the quest to discover America, the sun sank in a glorious technicolour display of pink and gold streaked with red. The three young Vikings sat and worried, and worried, and worried. Actually, two of them worried. Kamikaze just played with Toothless. They worried until it was late at night, and the hysterics had built a fire on deck and were singing songs to the rising moon. The songs were about the life of a Viking. You have to imagine Norbert the Nutjob adding the hose while banging his axe on the bottom of an iron bucket.
"We could be safe at heart and home around a fire with loved ones near. Instead, we brave the cold dark wave, the salty kiss of a hero's grave. Looking for a land we saw once before, long ago. Ho!"
Norbert the Nutjob was sitting, a twisted shadow watching the singers, his cabin shrouded close around him. Only his eyes gleamed in the firelight as he watched and smoked from a long, thin pipe that sent a crooked plume of smoke up into the sail, billowing above him and on into the night sky.
"We could take the easy way, stay at home with loved ones dear. But here we are on rocking waves, sails spread out like dragon's wings. Lost out in a hurricane, looking for a land we saw once before, long ago. Ho!"